Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to That UFO Podcast. My name is Andy, and this is a special bonus episode where I'm going to be discussing some aspects of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, which is available from all good book retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Waterstones, and many, many others. I just want to let you know, at this time of year especially, giving the book a little bit of a plug, doing some promotion for it, and it's a great book to pick up, not only for yourself, but this time of year for a friend, a loved one, for a secret Santa gift for someone in your office. What I'm going to do is tell you a little bit about each of the chapters over maybe four or five of these shows and give you a little clip of an interview I've done on those chapters too. Of course, this first one is going to focus on crash retrievals. That is the first section in the book. Crash retrievals, one of the holy grails of the UFO topic, include Roswell, Kingman, Kecksburg, Virginia, and Coyame in Mexico. But I'm going to give you a little glimpse into the Virginia chapter of the book. You'll see some pictures popping up on the screen as well, and some graphics of the contents of the book and what that looks like. And of course, what I'm going to also do is play you a clip of an interview I conducted with James Fox to give you a flavour of James, who has directed the seminal Virginia documentary Moment of Contact. There's an updated version of that coming out in the next few weeks. But a clip of us talking about that back at the time as well. So let me just read you a little piece, from the Virginia chapter of the book. So, Virginia, a UFO crash with fatalities, including one human. And folks, this is the closest you might get to an audiobook, unfortunately, as far as I know. The city of Virginia, located in the southeast of Brazil and with a population of around 130,000 residents, is steeped in rich culture. Famed for its coffee production, musicians, artists, and like many South American cities, its love of sports. However, the nature of its notoriety changed in 1996 after an incident occurred that has become known as the Brazilian Roswell. On 20th of January that year, three girls aged between 14 and 22, Liliane, Fatima Silva, and her sister Valkyria, along with friend Katia Andrade Xavier, reported that they had come across a non-human being while making their way home through a local park. This wasn't a late night encounter in dark fields with obscured vision and a glimpse of something strange. No, this was in the middle of the afternoon, and they came within feet of the creature they described as having a smell of ammonia coming from it. It was cowering, brown-skinned, and its skin seemed oily. In follow-up interviews, Valkyria said after making eye contact, it seemed fragile, vulnerable, scared, not unlike how they felt themselves in that moment. The girls reported that the creature had telepathically communicated with them, asking for help without making a sound. Military police officer Marco Cherez was on duty at the time and allegedly apprehended the being and took it into police custody. During his capture of the entity, Cherez was scratched and later became severely ill. As he lay dying from this illness, his sister Marta Tavares asked him about the involvement with the case. Sadly, he passed away, and she firmly believes he died after contact with a being not of this earth. That's just a glimpse into that particular chapter, folks, and this hopefully is going to spur you on to either pick up a copy of the book for yourself or a friend or loved one, or it's going to, if you've got the book already, go and leave a review if you haven't done so, because those really do make a massive, massive difference, especially on Amazon. It takes about 2 seconds, just go into your orders tab and you can leave a review. What I'm going to do now, folks, is finish up speaking for myself, and I'm going to hand over to a clip from James Fox. Of course, his documentary Moment of Contact has a new added piece out in the coming weeks. I look forward to speaking to James, having him on for that. But hopefully you've enjoyed this little bonus clip show. There's going to be a couple more of these throughout the month of December. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for picking up the book, or at least considering buying a copy. It's a wonderful hardback presentation, and I think it fits alongside, you know, some great books in this topic, I hope, from what people are saying. So thank you so much for listening, and here's James Fox.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
They say life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, right? I was working on Out of the Blue in the late 90s. I just finished a documentary called UFOs 50 Years of Denial, which I sold to Discovery Channel to everyone's amazement, because everyone was like, you're crazy to do a documentary on UFOs, you know. And I'd launched this new project Out of the Blue. And it was probably 1998 or 1999, probably closer to 99. I get a fellow producer on the show that's going to co-produce the film with me. His name is Tim Coleman. He used to work at the BBC. He's a very smart guy, highly respectable. And he starts talking about this, oh, we need to look into this UFO crash in Brazil, in Varginha, where this aliens survived and they're walking through the town. And I thought, why on earth did I just partner with this dingbat? Like, oh no, what have I gotten myself into? And I dismissed it so quickly. Like, I tell people, like, I mean, instantaneous. Like, this is no way that happened, and there's no way I'm going to look into it. Fast forward, probably 11 years, and it was 2010 or early 2011. And I was going to Brazil. I was invited to Brazil to speak regarding at a conference in Peruíbe, regarding a film I did called I Know What I Saw. And a friend of mine who's been quietly helping behind the scenes. He's quite popular in the entertainment industry. His name is Jeff Sagansky. And Jeff says, oh my God, you're going to Brazil. You got to look into the Varginha case. And I was like, oh God, you mean that case where the UFO, you know? And I said, sure, Jeff, I'll look into it for you. Click, no intentions of looking into it. I got to Brazil. I arrived at this conference. I gave a presentation regarding my film and this effort that I did in 2007 with Leslie Kane at the National Press Club, which I made a movie about, blah, blah, blah. And at that conference, I met a couple of witnesses and a couple of researchers regarding this alleged UFO crash in Varginha. And reluctantly, I listened and I thought, maybe there's more to this than I thought. And so that was when the seed was kind of planted. And then subsequently, I've been there four times, roughly a month each time, starting in late 2011 or early 2012. And here we are all these years later with Moment of Contact. And now, of course, I'm thoroughly convinced that it did happen. And it's one of the most significant events, in my opinion, since Roswell. Putting that in because it came from a Brazilian UFO researcher who'd written a book we were in touch with, and he was not willing. He was very credible. It was a good source, and he was not willing to reveal said source. But I sent it out to a couple of my contacts within the government, in the U.S. government, intelligence agencies, and I sent an early copy out, and I said, does this seem accurate? And we can't get the source. The guy that wrote the book on it that mentioned this was unwilling to reveal his source. But he was a credible researcher. He was a respected researcher. And we trusted that he did have a source. But I did due diligence in the sense that I sent it out to a few people in the intelligence in the United States, and they didn't have a problem with it at all. So, in fact, they even talked somewhat about a little bit about the case, which kind of surprised me. Some of the aspects of the beans, their smell and that sort of thing. So we opted to keep it in, and the Americans were involved. We every military, even civilian witness that we spoke to had contact with Americans from some unknown government agency. At times they said it was NASA, but nobody really knew. Two sisters are Valkyria, 14 at the time, and Liliani, 16 at the time, and their friend Katya, 21 at the time.
Yeah, so they saw what they believed to be the being who was alive. Their testimony is fascinating. I think you get a real sense of the honesty in their voice. There's no smirking, there's no laughter. They're talking about a pretty traumatic event for them. And what they're describing is a very real event that they witnessed. And you mentioned on your Reddit AMA, which I suggest folks go and check out Reddit to see that the being's fear, when described to you, pained you. Now, a little bit long-winded, but in the review of the podcast, I brought up that a listener who, her name's Susie Russell, wanted me to discuss with you. She feels there can be a real lack of empathy portrayed by anyone who makes anything like this towards the beings. And it was interesting to see you talk about that pained you. Do you think you've got to be sympathetic to the plight of what are beings stranded on an alien, not alien planet necessarily, that makes an assumption, but an alien environment, somewhere they're not supposed to be? They are terrified. And how do you reflect on how beings are portrayed in Moment of Contact, but then in wider UFO documentaries as well?
Absolutely. I'd never heard anything like it. Yeah, never heard anything like it. Look, how many cases can you think of where you've got an alleged UFO crash, the beings survive, they're walking through a town in broad daylight, you get the military that blocks off large swaths of the town, threatens the media with jail if they ask any more questions, threaten the civilians who are just trying to walk to get home in broad daylight, right? This is not like the middle of the night. This was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, then you get these, you know, firsthand eyewitness accounts of these alien looking creatures, basically. I mean, I've never heard anything like it. I mean, Roswell, I guess, I mean, it happened in the middle of the desert. This place, this happened like on the outskirts of a fairly large city, you know, and then the encounters occurred in the city of Virginia. I've never heard anything like it. And then, you know, and you've got, and look, we went to the downtown square of Virginia, Brazil, and put up signs for an hour and a half, 2 hours. And we couldn't believe how many people were coming forward that had a small piece of the puzzle. Oh, my cousin saw this, or I saw this UFO that looks like it was looking for something, or we saw the military blockade, we saw this, you know, it just all these pieces of the puzzle. And you put it all together and you have what cannot be, I mean, I can't imagine anything else other than a UFO crashed, some beings survived, and were captured in the town of Virginia, Brazil in January of 1996. Yeah. I knew that. I made a calculated decision with the distributor because we were waiting for some additional evidence to surface that we've got a very solid lead on. And I said, look, you know, the film's done. It's not about the film at this point. It's about encouraging other eyewitness testimony to come forward. And let's put the film out and cross our fingers that this does start a movement of further transparency and further cooperation, both in Brazil and the United States. And that seems to be what's happening right now.
That's all for this episode of That UFO Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and watching. If you enjoyed the show, please follow, subscribe, and leave a rating or review wherever you get your podcast. It really helps others find the show. If you're watching on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. You can also support the show directly and get early access, ad-free episodes, and bonus content on Patreon or by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube memberships. All the links are over at thatufopodcast.com or in the show description below, along with merchandise and more. Don't forget you can also pick up a copy of my book, Atlas of Unidentified Flying Objects, available now in all good bookstores and through online retailers, including Amazon. Big thank you again to all of you for listening and tuning in. Until next time, keep looking up. You never know what you might see.
It wasn't a tic-tac and not quite a saucer, more like a hubcap designed by Chaucer. A little baroque and quite steampunk, like Alice was playing bass for the Parliament of Funk. The little fucker hovered right outside of my window, and when I shoved out the screen, he made it an issue. I don't think he expected me to see his ass, but I'd had some champagne and smoked a little more.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.